From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Yes, welcome to Tariff Week.
Yeah, Tariff Week. Time will tell what actually eventuates here, but as it stands right now, to the best of my knowledge, this week, in fact, within the next 24 hours, we should see the introduction of significant tariffs on US imports. Now, everybody out there will be howling at their radios. Of course, this has been threatened before, hasn't it? I mean, you recall, it was 4 weeks ago now, wasn't it, that we saw the initial threat of 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, and then you saw a fairly immediate postponement. They have got 10% tariffs on Chinese imports have been imposed. We could see another 10% there. I think it's all due to kick in at midnight Monday in the US. But obviously the big numbers are related to Mexico and Canada, and it's all associated with the flow of fentanyl that broke across the borders and illegal migration. But, you know, this does, as I've highlighted before, this dwarfs the impact of the tariffs in the first term, because you're talking about $1.5 trillion worth of imports being affected here. I think Trump has a press conference at 1 p.m. New York time, which I think will be 7 o'clock. Yep. So we may get an update there. And it's been hinted that potentially these tariffs could be less than 25%. We're just going to have to wait and see, though, aren't we? Because who knows with President Trump?
Indeed. Bring it back here. I like the look of these numbers. When your export money's up and your import money's down, that's a good sign, isn't it?
Absolutely right. So in stark contrast to the US, we've got a bit of good news here. This is our terms of trade. Look, it's a little dated. This is it was released yesterday, data for the December 24 quarter. But yeah, positive news for the final quarter of last year. So a wee reminder on what this is. Terms of trade figures represent the ratio of export prices to import prices. So as Stats New Zealand say, it can be interpreted as a measure of New Zealand's purchasing power on the international stage, an indicator of the relative strength of the New Zealand economy. And in the quarter, the export price index rose 3.2%. Import prices, though, rose a very modest 0.1% compared to the previous quarter. So meat products, they're doing very well. Second largest export commodity by value rose 6.8% there. Lamb was up 7%, beef and veal up 6.1%. You saw good price growth in meat products through most of 2024. Dairy, we all know what's going on there. The prices are rising. Our biggest export commodity group, prices rose 3.5%. On the import side, weaker prices for petroleum and petroleum products. They helped keep the import prices under check. So, yes, good.
Right. So when does the warehouse get out of this quagmire they seem to have been in for a sustained period of time?
Oh, gosh, who knows? I mean, the question, as it occurred to me this morning, at what point does the warehouse itself become a bargain? Yesterday we had the release of the preliminary 25 financial year first half result and an update on the outlook for the balanced financial year. Few comments from the company here, Mike. Ongoing retail trading headwinds in New Zealand have slowed the pace of the turnaround. Sluggish economic recovery, lower customer demand. That's all putting pressure on their gross margins. Look, I suspect analysts were more focused on the outlook here. And here, as the company says, there remains significant uncertainty. There's that word again, around the 25 financial year second half performance and the momentum of New Zealand's economic recovery. They're looking at a second half year result similar to last year's, which was a loss of circa 14 million. On an encouraging note, they are seeing positive signs that the new product and pricing strategies are resonating with customers. Share price yesterday wasn't resonating, down 8 cents to 91 cents. That was over an 8% 4 years. I think that's an all-time low. Look, when you're trying to engineer a turnaround in a very challenging retail market, it's tough going. But what's interesting, though, Mike, is those comments tend to support what we were talking about last week, that the economic recovery looks like it's going to be more evident second half of the year than the first half of the year.
Hope so. I did buy two boxes of 10 lots of highlighters from them the other day. So
You've got to have the highlighters, haven't you?
Exactly. So I hope that helps. What are the numbers?
So at the moment, the US market's a little bit weaker, but only small. Dow Jones is down 38 points, 43,804. The S&P 500 is down 11 points, 5,943, so that's about 0.2%. And the NASDAQ down about 0.3%, 54 points, 18,792. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained about 0.75%, 8874. The Nikkei had a strong session, 1.7% gain, 30. 37,785. Shanghai Composite just down 4 points, 3,316. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.9%. The ASX 200 closing at 8,245. The NZX 50 started the week with a 0.41% loss. 51 points, 12,550. One New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets will buy you 0.5631 US, 0.9017 Aussie, 0.5363 Euro, 0.4431 pounds, 84.58 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,891, and Brent crude starting behaving itself at the start of the week, $72.57.
Nice stuff. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMAWealth.co.nz.